Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America right after the latest news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news, a Russian opposition leader murdered. Boris Nemtsov, a charismatic former deputy prime minister turned Russian opposition leader, was shot and killed in Moscow late Friday while he was walking with a friend not far from the Kremlin. Nemtsov's death came just a day before a planned protest against President Vladimir Putin's rule. Kremlin said Mr. Putin will personally oversee the investigation. Nemtsov was a sharp critic of President Putin, assailing the government's inefficiency, rampant corruption, and the Kremlin's policy on Ukraine, which has strained Russia-West ties to a degree unseen since Cold War times. In Washington, President Obama condemned the murder and called upon the Russian government to conduct a prompt, impartial, and transparent investigation. Kurdish fighters say they have liberated a northeastern Syrian town that they have been a key stronghold of Islamic State militants. Talamis is in Aseka province. Meanwhile, VOA's Kurdish service reports that at least 9 people were killed when Islamic State militants carried out a bombing on a church in Gibish Valley, village that is near Talamar. 4 people were abducted. President Obama says the world has made extraordinary strides in driving back Ebola, but the fight against the disease is not over. He spoke ahead of a meeting with Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, happened at the White House on Friday. Ms. Sirleaf said the United States has made a very permanent contribution in Liberia, that is. The WHO saying on Friday also Ebola has affected now nearly 24,000 people in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone and has killed 9,600. This is VOA News. The International Criminal Court has upheld the acquittal of a Congolese man who was originally charged with leading a deadly militia attack in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Lisa Bryant has details.
Thank you, Madam President. The situation in the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
Mathieu Ngojola Chui walked free more than 2 years ago after being acquitted of charges that included murder, rape, and sexual slavery. On Friday, he wore a silver crucifix pinned to his jacket as he listened to presiding judge Sanji Masinono Munangeng announce the 3-2 ruling upholding his acquittal. Ngojola's original acquittal was a first for the International Criminal Court since it began operating more than a decade ago. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Germany's parliament voted overwhelmingly Friday in favor of a 4-month extension of Greece's financial bailout program. Greece was granted the extension in exchange for a commitment to budget reforms. Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras won Greece's January elections with a promise to renegotiate the austerity measures imposed in return for the $270 billion bailout. Mexican federal police say they have captured one of the nation's most notorious drug lords, Servando La Tuta Gomez. He was the leader of the Knights Templar cartel that dominated politics and commerce across the state of Michoacan. Former grade school teacher Gomez fashioned himself as a benevolent outlaw, breaking laws but also giving generously to the poor. U.S. actor Leonard Nimoy, best known for his character Mr. Spock on the short-lived but much-loved TV series Star Trek, has died in Los Angeles at the age of 83. Family members confirmed the death of the actor and director a year after he revealed that he was diagnosed with lung disease. These are some of Nimoy's fans.
This is just a big loss for us Star Trek fans. You know, this is like losing your grandfather. He was the ambassador of Star Trek and reached out to all of us.
It truly is a great loss, and not just for my generation, but for all the generations. My children and other children are going to miss this man greatly.
Nimoy took character roles in a number of television shows and movies, but will be best remembered for the central role he played in Star Trek movies and series. It ran on U.S. television for nearly 3 seasons from 1966 to 1969. Earl Lloyd, who broke the U.S. professional basketball color barrier when he became the first African-American in the National Basketball Association, has died at the age of 86. He made history when he entered the game with the now-defunct Washington Capitals in 1950.
That's the latest world news from VOA. This is Russ Davis. Welcome to a very special celebratory edition of Jazz America. And I say celebratory because it's time to celebrate the winners in the jazz categories for this year's Grammy Awards. We'll talk to four of those winners, Chick Corea, Arturo O'Farrell, Diane Reeves, and Robert Glasper. Yes, the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences handed out the Grammy Awards on the 8th of February, and we'll celebrate with some of the winners. We'll enjoy their Grammy Award-winning music, and we'll also hear from some of the other Grammy Award winners in the jazz categories during the next couple of hours of Jazz America. Those awards were handed out in Los Angeles, and that leads me to give you music from a gentleman who was born in Los Angeles on the 27th of February in 1923. He is the man they called Long Tall Dex, Dexter Gordon, the famous tenor saxophone giant. Dexter Gordon has quite a story. Born in Los Angeles, his father was a doctor, and word has it that some of the most famous jazz musicians in the world, like Duke Ellington, were the patients of his doctor father. Well, he learned how to be doctor of the tenor saxophone and became one of the most famous players of the instrument in the world. He went to other parts of the world and ended up living in Europe for about 15 years before making a grand homecoming to the United States after 15 years away. He was one of the most popular tenor saxophone players around, and he had a distinctive, full-bodied, bluesy, deep sound that lots of people resonated to, and you're going to hear it right now. He passed away in his 60s in Philadelphia after having returned to the USA, and he left a wonderful musical legacy, as you'll hear right now with the 1947 recording featuring Tad Dameron on the piano. It's Dexter's Mood, celebrating Dexter Gordon to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America.
take a little piece of summer sky hanging on a tree? For that's the way to start to make a pretty world for you and for me. And for the sun we'll find a lemon bright balloon. You can hold the string. Oh, can't you see that little world of ours will be the prettiest thing? We can gather rain enough for the stream to hold our happy faces. When you want a breeze, I'll blow you a kiss or two. Take me in your arms and our little world will be the place of places. Nothing else to make but breakfast and love. We'll hang a little sign that just says paradise, population two. I know together we can make a pretty world for me and for you. To make but breakfast and love. We'll hang a little sign that just says paradise, population two. I know together we can make a pretty world for me and for you, for you. It's what I'm longing to do, to do, to make a world with you, for you. It's what
yes, you certainly heard a beautiful Brazilian piece made famous by Sergio Mendes in Brazil 66 all those decades ago. And you also heard A Family Affair. Carol Saboia on vocals. Her father, Antonio Adolfo, on the piano. Both of them from Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. And Heinrich Merkens from Germany joining with them on the harmonica, kind of reliving an earlier project that brought various artists together from Brazil and from Europe, as Toots Thielemans, the great harmonica master from Europe, joined together with Elise Regina years ago, and it was Antonio Adolfo who was on piano for those sessions too. This is from a new album called Copa Village, and it is named thusly because Copacabana Beach, of course, is in Rio de Janeiro, where Carnival has been going on in the month of February. And the village is Greenwich Village because these sessions happened in New York City. The song, Pretty World. Hope you enjoyed that. This is VOA's Jazz America. I'm Russ Davis, your host. And speaking of Family Affair, one of the Grammy Award winners in the Latin jazz category this year is the great pianist and band leader Arturo O'Farrell. He is the son of the famous band leader Chico O'Farrell. He learned his lessons well from his father and has carried on the legacy, moving the music forward in the Latin jazz world and winning Grammy Awards for it. Let's talk to Arturo O'Farrell in a conversation I had with him backstage at the New York City Jazz Club Birdland here on VOA's Jazz America. I am lucky enough to have caught Arturo
Arturo O'Farrell between sets here at Birdland. Absolutely. On one of his famous Sunday nights, and thank you so much for taking some time.
It's my privilege and my pleasure to be here with you. It really is.
I want to tell you, first of all, that that was not just entertaining, it was inspiring.
Thank
it was
you.
Uplifting music, and I think that was by design. You have a strong spirit, my friend, and thank you for sharing it with us tonight.
Oh, man, are you kidding me? That's a real compliment, because I feel like music is just notes and paper, but the spirit behind it is what really, really counts, and what you really want to communicate is the feeling inside your soul.
I say it's emotion made manifest in the form of sound. The emotion was high and positive tonight.
Thank you.
Let's get right to the offense of the drum. I have a friend, a great trumpet player, who had just put out a record. He'd been doing mostly acoustic music, swinging over the years, and he put out an electric record. And I said, well, you may get a little pushback from some of the purists on this. He said, I love the music far too much to let it stay in just one place. And I think this applies to you in the music you're making. You're not just making Latin jazz. You're making Arturo O'Farrell music.
Wow.
And taking the music and pushing it forward. Don't you agree?
I try to write from my heart. I try to conduct from my heart. I try to play from my heart. I don't know how to make anybody else's music, and I'll never be able to. So I have to do with the best that I can for myself. It's what I do. And I'm always looking forward and progressing and trying to create new sounds and new chords and new combinations, and it just means a lot to me. You know what? Jazz can be really stale, and I feel like it's the job of a few to keep it moving forward, and I feel like that somehow that burden fell on me.
You've done it with the offense of the drum in a very obvious way, with some very obvious moves that you're making here. First off, by bringing in so many apparently disparate, if you will, influences and artists. VJ Iyer, Donald Harrison straight from the streets of New Orleans, DJ Logic from the world of hip-hop and scratch and electronic music.
Absolutely.
And dub. That's pretty outrageous stuff.
I think so. I mean, I try to, it's really crazy because I just call these folks up out of the blue, but I try to work with people that inspire me. And I mean, it's just, there's a palette of musicians out there making great strides. And yesterday we did a concert at the Apollo, and Rudresh Mahanthapa was my guest.
He's great.
Oh my God, man. That guy can play like
altos.
Unbelievable. And it was funny because, it's just always, VJ inspires me, Donald Harrison inspires me, DJ Lodge inspires me, the music of Peru, the music of Colombia.
Yeah.
I mean, these are things that I want to be stretched, and I want to be, I want to learn things that I don't know. I don't want to play things I know. Mm-hmm. I get bored if we play the same music for more than a month.
Alma Vacía, the name of the piece from the album The Offense of the Drum. Arturo O'Farrell and his Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra with the Grammy Award winner this year in the Best Latin Jazz Album category. Congratulations to him. And one of those special guests that he invited to come join with him on this project, the esteemed pianist, one of the most popular around today, and even an instructor at Harvard University these days. Here is V.J. Iyer with the title cut from his latest release with the V.J. Iyer Trio, the song Break Stuff on Jazz America from VOA 1. Well, we just heard an example of some of the most inventive piano trio work here in the 21st century in jazz. And we're just about to go back in time to the middle of the 20th century for one of the classics of all time from the big band swing era. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received recently, which reads as follows. I am Henry Bannerman. I am 73 years old from Tema, Ghana. I listen to Jazz America every Saturday. Kindly play for me, Glenn Miller's In the Mood. Thanks. Well, I wrote Henry back to say I would be happy to play this classic song recorded in 1939 in New York City if he didn't mind me telling a little story. My mother was a big fan of the big band swing era, and she was just a little girl when this song was released. And of course, it became one of the most popular songs in the world at that time and in all of jazz history. And she played it for me once. It was the very first song I ever heard that I was told was jazz. So Henry, you in Tema, Ghana, and me here in my studio in New York City, let's enjoy together the classic from Glenn Miller and his orchestra from 1939, In the Mood, on VOA's Jazz America. We'll be right back. Well, there you have two very different takes on big band jazz. Big band jazz from 1939, Glenn Miller's In the Mood, followed by 21st century big band jazz from the Scottish National Jazz Orchestra, joined by guitarist Mike Stern from their album American Adventure, the song Splatch, the song made famous originally in the 1980s by Miles Davis during one of his electric phases. This is Russ Davis, and I hope you enjoyed the best of jazz past and present as we just gave you, and the fact that we give you exactly that every week here on VOA's Jazz America. We also offer you conversation with the music makers, in this case on this week's edition, a celebration of those who've won Jazz Grammy Awards this year, among them for the best work in the jazz vocal category. Congratulations to the great vocalist Diane Reeves, who joined me for this conversation.
Think about this right now. There is no more famous or more popular female jazz singer in the world today than you.
That's interesting. I don't know about that, but
I think it's true.
Okay. All right, I'll take that.
And it takes a lot of hard work to get there.
Oh, yeah.
And once you do get to a place like that, and, you know, you can arguably say this is true. I can say it's true. And there are others that could be said about, too. You're in a level. You've got some demands upon you, and I'm getting to one last question here.
Okay.
You know, I knew it was a long, hard day here. The sun's going down here in New York, and Diane's had a long day. But as soon as we started talking about this music, your eyes lit up and your smile was so bright, and you when you're talking music and thinking music, I think you're really alive. Do you think your life is like what you thought it would be at this point?
Oh, it's nothing like what I could have ever imagined. I think there are a lot of things I always tell people that I dreamed of, and they happened, and some haven't happened yet. But there are more things that I could have never imagined, and they've come into my life, and I've been ready for them, and they've been for me. And that is, to me, the beauty is that when you let go and you be you're yourself and you live the best life that you can live, you never know what's going to come your way. But when it does come your way, that you're really ready for it. And that's what it's been for me. And I really enjoy the life that I've been given.
Come and they will go. When keep my visions to myself. It's only me who wants to wrap around your dreams and have you any dreams you'd like to sell. Dreams of loneliness like a heartbeat drives you mad in the stillness of remembering what you had and what you lost and what you had.
Grammy Award-winning work of the brilliant vocalist Diane Reeves. And on piano, her fellow Grammy Award winner this year, for the second time, Robert Glasper. The song Dreams from Beautiful Life. Now, let's salute a Grammy Award winner who is not a musician. Writer Ashley Kahn wrote the liner notes for the album John Coltrane Offering Live at Temple University, a live recording from that Philadelphia, Pennsylvania college in November of 1966, just released last year. And Ashley Kahn's liner notes were brilliant, almost like an historical short story. Here is music from John Coltrane and his great quartet featuring McCoy Tyner, Jimmy Garrison, and Elvin Jones, doing one of the songs they performed that day in Philadelphia, Crescent, on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you. The great John Coltrane with Crescent. More Grammy winners Chick Corea and Robert Glasper next hour on Jazz America. I hope you'll stay tuned and join me then.